This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, with your permission, we have a double header today, right? Because Chazal say, Mikol Melamdai Hiskalti, May Oyvai Techakimini, you have to learn from your enemy. So if in MLB there's something called a double header, why did Hashem make double headers? Hashem made double headers because sometimes in life, you know, one week you're not going to be able to necessarily get to every Seder, so you got to have rain delays, makeup dates. So that's why we have a double header today. Today we're doing an interesting sugya for the second segment. The Gemara says on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Let me try to get this up. The Gemara says, "Ach, Gevaldik, it's your lucky day." Okay. Gemara says like this. Let's take a look in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Kol Bei Shimshi on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. I don't have it up on the screen. I have it. Look in your Gemara. Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom. Every Friday, even though technically the word Bei Shimshi means Bein Hashmashos, which could be any day, but the most notable Bein Hashmashos is Friday. Every Friday, have a Asei Lebeisei. Rebbe would come to his house. Hahu Bei Shimsha, on a particular Friday night, Asoi Shivavasa, the neighbor came, Kakari Abba was knocking on the door. Amra Amse, the maidservant said, Shasiko, hush, the Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe's sitting here. Now Rebbe had already died. Kivin the Shama, when Rebbe heard, Shuvloi Asa, he didn't come anymore. Because when Rebbe realized the cat was out of the bag, that people now know that he came back from the dead to make Kiddush, he did not come back anymore. Shuvloi Asa, Shaloi Lahoitzi Laz Al Tzadikim Arishainim. Rebbe did not want to disparage earlier tzaddikim who did not come home Friday night to make Kiddush. Not all tzaddikim come home Friday night to make Kiddush. So Rebbe didn't want to cast aspersions on earlier tzaddikim. If you look in the Gilyon Hashas says, why exactly did Rebbe come home? The Gilyon Hashas says, well, he came home to be Moitzi, his family in Kiddush. So now, from the Gemara doesn't say why he came home. Maybe he would come home, I don't know what, to say hello, to see how everything's doing. You know, the Gemara doesn't say he made Kiddush. But the Goyin Hasha says, look in the Sefer Chasidim, that Rebbe made Kiddush. Now here's the problem. It's very nice Rebbe made Kiddush, but how is his family Yoytze? Because we know Mesim are exempt from mitzvahs. La Mesim Chafshim. So you can, the way you are Moitzi somebody in a mitzvah is that you're Chayiv in the mitzvah, so you could execute their obligation for them. But Mesim are not Chayiv in the mitzvah. Says the Rebbe Kivager on the side of the page in the Gilyon Hashas, V'hayanira bebigdei chamudais. When Rebbe came home Friday night, he wasn't wearing burial shrouds. He wasn't like coming from a haunted house, from the dead. Shahaya loivish b'Shabbos. He wore his nice Shabbos clothing. Upoiter es rabim b'kiddush hayom, and he exempted the rabim. V'loy kishar meisim shem chashim. It's not like other dead who are exempt from mitzvahs. Ki tzadikim chayim. The righteous are alive. Upoitrim b'kiddush. They could pater in kiddush. Sefer Chasidim simin tuf shin chav zayin. Let's look in the Sefer Chasidim. I don't know. In the my edition, it's not in Tav Shin Chav Zayin. It's in Tav Shin Chav Tes. Hanefesh hi b'misa k'may b'chayim. When the soul dies, it is like it's alive. V'zeu sh'amru chazal, sh'haboyol shivcha charufa niksharam yachad. One who lives with the shivcha rufa, they're tied together. V'amru mishabayel nachris sois min milasay. So in his relations with a Gentile, they seal up the milah. V'enoy neramoyel. Harei b'misa b'gehenim k'may b'chayim. Death in Gehenim is like the living. Ki haruach daka b'yoyser. The spirit is very refined. V'reach haguf aveh. And the scent of the body is thick. Melubeshes b'reach haguf. It is cloaked in the scent of the body, v'reach haguf nilbash v'reach ma'bushav, and the scent of the body is cloaked in the scent of his clothing. V'yafal pi shenisar fa'adam, even if a person is burned, haruach le'pasach, his fragrance did not stop. V'chein rehiti beisa me'idin alav. Likewise, the boards of his house testify on him. V'afilo nisufu, even if they are burned, reichal noy pasak, their scent did not stop. L'kach kishamisim chafitzim, when the dead want, malbishim b'malbash chafitzim, they could wear the clothing they want. Rakim hufshatu, unless if it's stripped, shenilkach tachrichin shalhem, shenikramem, that their tachrichin were taken off, az nira lemesim atzmam shem arumim. V'kivin shalai kala ha-nefesh, im aguf, be'ez ha-ruach, tal ha-ruach le-satev. Okay. The Sefer Chasidim has this unusual description of the way the Mesim appear. Let's go to the end. I, Rabbi, V'Rabbeinu HaKadosh, He, Hayanira B'Begadim Chamudais, He would appear in nice clothing, Shahya Loivish B'Shabbos, V'Loivit Tachrichen, not in shrouds, L'Hoidia to make it known, Shadayin Hoya B'Toikvai, He was at full strength, Upaitas Rabbi de Chavasan Mekiddush Ayoim. He could be might see the Rabbi in Kiddush. Veloike Shar HaMisim. Not like the other dead, Shehim Chavshi Min HaMitzvois, who are Pater from Mitzvois. Kiim Koichai Bibigadim Kamay Shay Aloivish Bechayav. But rather, his power was in his garments like he wore in his lifetime. Vat Sadikim Nikram Chayim Afilu Bemisasam Upaiter Bekiddush Bnei Abayis. So, if, let's say, this coming Friday night, you get a knock on the door, and it's a tzaddik who's dead, and he says, I would like to be moitzi you in Kiddush, go for it. Tzaddikim could be moitzi in Kiddush. And the question is, you know, like, well, why dafka Kiddush? How did we come up with if a tzaddik is considered alive, why can't he be moitzi you in any mitzvah? Why not Megillas Esther? Why not any mitzvah? I mean, like, if this principle is true, why are we picking Kiddush? In any event, I want to show you the commentary on the Sefer Chasidim, Bris Olam. Who is the Bris Olam on the Sefer Chasidim? The Bris Olam is the Chidaz Perush on the Sefer Chasidim. So now you know why I would never let this pass up. Here you have Rabbi Kiva Eger quoting the Sefer Chasidim, and you have a Chidah in the Bris Olam, but it gets better. The Chidah says, if you want to know more about what I have to say about this topic, I wrote on this sugya on Shem HaGadolim. So now you know there's no way we're letting this pass by. The Chidah has in the Shem HaGadolim on the sugya, he says, Nacha daiti aktsar b'kama inyanim. In my kuntras, Shem HaGadolim, I came to a settled mind about many things based on the Sefer Chasidim, and I explained what it says, Kivan Shemes Adam Nafsa Chafshi. The Ratzalaymer Stam Adam. When an Adam dies, he becomes free. A regular Adam. Al Derech Shapirsh Marsha Mashikasav Beget Pashad Ayin Sham. Now we understand what Chazal say. It's brought in Toysis in Vayilach in the Dasikanim that Gavriel took a Sefer Torah from what Moshe wrote, and the Tzadikim read it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What? The tzaddikim read it? Why are the tzaddikim reading it? I thought Amesim Chavshim. Why would tzaddikim be reading the Torah? They're off the hook up there. No, only regular Bnei Adam are off the hook. Tzaddikim are still chayiv. And sure enough, look at this. A Shem HaGadolim made it into the Eon Shir. But this is not an ordinary Shem HaGadolim. You ready for this? Fasten your seatbelts. This is one of the most astounding stories you'll ever hear. Beli Guzma. This is in the Chidah's entry for Rabbi Eliezer Barab Nasan, the Ra'avan. The Ra'avan, Rabbi Eliezer Bar Nasan. The Chida brings as follows. He says, I found in the secret writings of Reb Chaim Vital, I found a letter from Rabbi Yehuda ben Harash. Okay, so the Rush was Rabbeinu Asher. Rabbeinu Asher, the Rush, had a son, Rabbeinu Yaakov, the Baal HaTurim. He had another son, Rabbeinu Yehuda. So Rabbeinu Yehuda, the son of the Rush, the brother of Yaakov Baal HaTurim, wrote as follows. He says, Ulefi sheyatzasi kata me'ashkenaz, loy hisakti l'shma ma'aseyem, rak ma'at mezer. He says, I had to leave Germany as a young kid, so I didn't get all the details. I got these details from my father, me'adoni avi the Rush, u'me'achos zekeinasi, and from my grandmother's sister, Asher Sipruli, ki zekeini Rabbi Yechiel. The Rush's father, Rabbi Yehuda's grandfather, the Rush was Asher ben Rabbi Chiel. Noilad b'shnas tav tav kofayin. He was born in the year 970. 970 meaning in the year 4970. Ubiyoisoy ben tezal ed shana. When the Rush's father was 16 years old, hayaloi chaver neman b'yeshiva, he had a good friend in yeshiva. Ushmoy Rav Shloim HaKoyin. They made a deal that they would split their mitzvahs. Interesting deal, you know. They got together, they made a pact that they would split their mitzvahs. It was a certain Leil Yom Kippur. You know, the Ashkenazim are very superstitious about the candle of Yom Kippur. That somehow, you know, we light a candle not only for Mesim, we write something called a Ner Bari. There's a candle for every married man. And if that candle goes out, it's like a bad omen. Okay? So, it was on Yom Kippur. Okay? The Ner of Yom Kippur went out. Asher Shem Bebeis HaKnesses in the Shul. Ki kein minako Ashkenazim lahoylech Ner Shaiva Shetadle kol alayla. The Ashkenazim have a wax candle that lights the whole night. B'chol hayoim. V'kivan shara shekavaneiroi, when the Rush's father saw that his candle went out, nesyari ma'oid, he was very afraid. And sure enough, v'chol ha'moed niftar, he was niftar shortly after. Okay? V'haya minhog shel Ashkenaz, shoyim anichin oroin shel meis al evan gedoyla, samach l'beis akvaris. In Ashkenaz, the minhog was that they would put the coffin of the meis on a big stone near the cemetery. They would then, before the burial, they would open up the arayin. Lirois imachmas tilto nesakim ames. If through the traveling the mace got crooked, toicha arayin oyim hu yasha, or whether he's lying straight. So the friend of the father of the Rush, right? Remember, they made a pact; they're going to split the mitzvahs, and the Rush's father's candle went out Yom Kippur. Now the Rush's father is dead; he's lying in the coffin. So Rav Shlomo HaKohen, his friend, approaches the coffin. Eitzel Aram myself, ubacha b'koram, he starts crying. Amra b'fnei kol akilas, ani mazkil Rabbi Chiel Gaviri v'chaviri l'fneichem sheyizgar Rabbi Shagar Zimadi. I just want to remind my friend; he's about to go upstairs to the Shamayim. He should remember in the heavens the deal we made that that we split the mitzvah. So I don't want him claiming all the mitzvahs for himself. You know, it's 50-50. All of a sudden, he starts to hear laughter from the coffin. He starts hearing, Rabbi Chiel, Rabbi Chiel, who is dead, started laughing. It was a few days after his death, and Rabbi Shloima is sitting, he's learning the Beis Medrash, and he sees Rabbi Chiel is sitting next to him in the shul. They're learning b'chavrusa. V'shalai menya, he says, nu, vas geitan, how are you? V'amralei, ki hu b'gan Eden b'toymoid. He says, things are great. I'm hanging out in Gan Eden. I have it really good there. V'shahaya, like kisei muchan la'atzmai ben kol chazid adar, that Rabbi Chiel is among all the tzaddikim of the generation. V'amralei ha'rav shloima ano adoini bal brisi, tamami yesh chavrusus v'asam ne adam. I don't understand. You have permission to come back from the dead? He said, yeah. I have permission to go back. They gave me permission. Ella she'eni roitza, I don't want to. Shema yomru kama mizgah atzmei tzag zay yosim kal tzadikim shem gan Eden. Because I don't want them to accuse me of arrogance. They're going to, well, what are they going to say about me when I come back, after a long day at home? They're going to say, oh, who does this tzaddik think he is that he gets to go back to the living and we don't? Fine. Fast forward 6 months. V'hoye b'shisha chadashim achar zeh, 6 months later. U'lachar p'tirasai, again, this is the chida talking. He's saying he saw this in a letter from Reb Chaim Vital. After the p'tira of Rabbi Yechiel, it was a Friday night, it was midnight, all of a sudden, Rabbi Yechiel appears to his wife, not in a dream. He knocked, he said, honey, how you doing? I came back, I had to tell you something. He says, Amrala, Umar Isa, what are you doing? Hine Mari Vikumi. Get up, quickly go. Ukachi banayach b'naysayach. Take your sons and your daughters, v'hoitzia mehira, get them out quick. Kimachi yagu call you, then tomorrow there's going to be a crusade here. They're going to kill all the Jews. And it's Friday night, v'chein nigzar kol sviyos. Actually, it was decreed on all of the location. But v'hispalalnu aleim, I daven for them. V'niskabla tfilaseinu, our prayer was answered. Chutz me'al makam hazeh. Except this place, the tefillah wasn't answered, so you got to leave. So what did she do? She got up, she followed her husband's advice, she went to save what belonged to her, she took the Rush and his brothers, and they left Friday night, the Rush and his brother Reb Chaim, and her six sisters. That's the story. So the first thing the Chida says is that it's a stira to the Gemara Ksubas. Why? Because why did Rebbe say in the Gemara that he doesn't want them to say Shaloi Lohitzi Laz Al Tzadikim Rishonim? The Gemara says that Rebbe didn't want to return home because he didn't want to be Moitzi Laz on the earlier Tzadikim. Why didn't he say that he didn't want to be arrogant, that he should go back and the other tzaddikim didn't go back, like Rav Yechiel, the father of the Rush. Rav Yechiel, the father of the Rush, didn't want to go back, not because he didn't want to be Maitzi Laz on the earlier tzaddikim, it's because he didn't want to appear arrogant. Umashe kasev shema yomru kamazga, afshi yishlefar shema yomru atzaddikim shigaledim, kigan sham yesh makam lahaster masav. The first point is like this, okay, before what I said. What do you mean that tzaddikim are going to say how arrogant he is? There's jealousy in Gan Eden? You would think that once you're in Gan Eden, then you don't have this rivalry where the other tzaddikim say, hey, look at him, who does he think he is? You know, don't they get over that once you get to Gan Eden? Nope. Nope. Even in Gan Eden, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be, who's this guy? They're going to be, you know, poking him. How do we know that? Even in Gan Eden, you need to hide your actions. We find Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we learned this earlier in Ksubis. Remember when the Malach asked, did a rainbow appear in your time? And he said, yes. Now the Chida asks that, wait a second, why did he say so that the tzaddikim don't call him a Baal Gaiva? It says the Chida, in my opinion, it doesn't mean that tzaddikim Gan Eden will call him a Baal Gaiva. It means in Olam Hazeh. We don't want the tzaddikim in Olam Hazeh to say, oh, who does this tzaddik think he is that he could come back from the dead? No other tzaddikim come back from the dead. Now, why didn't he say, like it says in our Gemara about Rebbe, to have a osi kobe shimshi b'chiyada shivavase shuvloi osi shloi hoitzi laz tzaddikim rishonim? Why was Rabbi Yechiel only worried about them calling him a Baal Gaiva? Why not that he's being moitzi laz on other tzaddikim? So says the Chida, Efshad Rabbi Yechiel, Taima Toam Gam Im Loyo De Hadavar, Kiim Levnoi Beisai, Levnei Beisai, Shema Yomru, Bnei Beisai Atzmam. Because Rabbi Yechiel trusted that his family wouldn't spill the beans. So he didn't have to worry that he's being moitzi laz on earlier tzaddikim, but he didn't want his family to think he's a baal gaiva. Furthermore, he used this lashon sheyehi nira dechala tzaddikim yeshlam koyach zeh. He used this lashon because he wanted to imply that all tzaddikim have this power. The Chida says, I want to add one more point. I really want to speak about this at greater length, but this is not the place. I'm going to say as follows. Many people have a minog. They pray very carefully by Kivra Sadiqim. They don't say Kriya Shema near the Kever. They don't daven Tefillah in Dalet Amos of a mess or a Beis HaKvarais. According to the Rambam, if you daven within Dalet Amos or in a Beis HaKvarais, La Yatsi even B'di'eved. I never understood, because you know we have the story reported in the Imek HaMelech that Avram Avinu once came back to Imash Shlomo Minyan, and we find stories with the Arizal who came back to Shul. And then the Chida quotes the Sefer Chasidim in Tav Tav Shin Chav Tes that we just learned, who says that it depends how the tzaddik comes back. That tzaddikim are different than other mason. He says, "Uvazet tanuach da'atenu b'chol ha'chakiras ha'nizkar." This would answer all of our above questions. With this, we could, meaning, how could Avram Avinu come back? When he came back in his levush chamudais as a tzaddik is different than a regular ben adam. And when it says in Perek Bamem Adlik and Amar Biyochanan, Maidach Siv Bameisim Chavshi, Kivan Shemes Adam, Nafsi Chavshi Min HaTorah, Ukvar Kosivna Ba'aniyusin, B'Sifri HaKadam B'Zaganam, Ala In Yaakov B'Maimer Zesham. I already wrote about this, but says the Chida, according to our approach, there's one more thing we could say. Oid milsa bepumai v'haysel avayar v'nakdim ashikasim arsha in Parak Ged Bashut, when it says gimel averos ein adam nitzah b'chayam. The Gemara says there are three sins an adam is not saved from every day. It says adam, meaning adam the alma, but chasidim are nitzal. V'Rabbi Yochanan kashale b'kasev d'havalei l'meimer hameisim chavshim. It could have said Hamesim Chashim. V'lazeh Pirsha Gavon B'mesim Shalemar Neimei Mesim V'kala Chasidim Obeinanim. He explained that what the Kavana is, that Mesim, that it appears that they're Mesim, and it includes the righteous and the average. Deloy Dibra Kasav Ela B'chasid Ubeinani Ha'echad Chavshi Duhu Abeinani Chavshi Aval Ha'chasid Einar Chavshi U'mekayim Mitzvahis. This is what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said, Kivan Shemes Adam. When an Adam dies, he becomes Chavshi Min HaMitzvahis. However, when a regular person dies, they do not necessarily become Chavshi Min HaMitzvahis. Let me see if I could get up one more thing. In other words, the Chida is saying that the din of Lameisim Chavshin only applies to regular mortals, doesn't apply to tzaddikim. If I could bring to your attention one more thing, because this was all originally quoted in the Gilyon Hashas, and now I want to, the Gilyon Hashas of course is Rabbi Kiva Eger, and now I want to show you something in the Sefer Gilyonei Hashas, and the Gilyonei Hashas is none other than Rabbi Yosef Engel. Let's see if we could get this up somehow. Wow, it is your lucky day. You ready? Sorry, I know this is going a little overtime here, but you're going to miss me so much in the coming week that you'll let me get away with this. Okay. Look at Rabbi Yosef Engel. He says, Ayin in the Gilyon of Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the name of the Sefer Chasidim. That the Nefesh could be Chayvim Mitzvahs. He says, Ayin b'mishna avos, Yafa sha'achas b'tshuva ma'asen tamei l'mazei yosim kachayim haba. So wait a second. Now we're learning that you could be a tzaddik and you could do mitzvahs in olam haba. V'loimar, the gam olam haba yesh kiyum mitzvahs. Maybe you could do mitzvahs. Avlu rak b'tars einu mitzvah isa. Even if you could do mitzvahs, you're not commanded. V'lchein yafeh, you're better doing it in this world, because in this world you're commanded, in the next world you're not commanded. The gadol mitzvah isa. But the problem is, if you're Eina Mitzvah Isa, then how could Rebbe be Maitzi, his family, in Kiddush? Eina Mitzvah Isa cannot be Maitzi a Mitzvah Isa. Kashadim kena kati echotzi Rebbe asachayim ha-mecham ha-kiddush. Ha-havalei Eina Mechuyah Badavar, Eina Maitzi asa-mechuyah v'yidei chavasai. V'al karchach the tzaddikim acharei misasim chayovim ha-mitzvahis. It must be the dead, not only could they're obligated. So you can say like this, really they're obligated. But it becomes easier, and therefore they don't have lefum tzara agra, and therefore it's still better to do it in this world when you have difficulty than to do it in the next world. The only difference between the living and the dead is speaking. Why did it say the only difference is dibor? There are a lot of differences. What about chiyuvei and mitzvahs kulam? The tzaddikim in their death are called alive. You know what it means? V'ameisim chavshim. When they're upstairs, they're pater because of the location. There's no inyan of doing mitzvahs upstairs, but when they choose to come downstairs, so when Rebbe comes downstairs, he's chayv. When Rebbe Chiel, the father Rush, comes downstairs, he can learn with his chavrusa. So I'll tell you a little interesting thing. You want to know what does this have to do with Brazil? So you're going to be the first to know. I found the tshuva on Shabbos. Now, it's a good thing that I went to Greece, because one of the chacham that I researched in Greece was Rab Chaim Shapsi, one of the Gdolim in the Shema Gdolim. He was one of the rabbis in Salonika. So yesterday, I'm looking up. I have a kuntres. You know, what do you do if you go to South America, where the seasons are flipped? So right now, we don't say Mashrecha Mardag Hashem, and we don't ask for rain, but that's because it's the summer. But down south, below the equator, it's the rainy season. They need rain. Do they say Mashvarach Mardag Hashem? Do they ask for rain? Or vice versa? Do they say Mashvarach Mardag Hashem in the summer? You know, in Brazil, if it rains in their summer after Sukkot, it's unhealthy. It could cause disease. So the psaker of Chaim Shabsi is that if it's bad for it to rain, you do not ask for rain, even though the rest of Kaisa. But if you need it to rain, you're not going to say the same Talmud of Racha, but you'll ask for it maybe privately in Shema Tefillah. In any event, just like when you go to south of the equator, you're going to be subject to the laws of rain based on where you are. So too when it comes to mitzvahs. When you're upstairs, you're pater from mitzvahs. But if you come downstairs, you got to do the mitzvahs. Ki ba'olam hazeh yesh kiva mitzvahs l'chol Yisrael chai.
There's
such a question about Eliyahu, whether he's chayv in mitzvahs or not. Okay, Rabbi, so thank you for joining for this sugya, very interesting topic. And so we did sugya on Kuf Beis, sugya on Kuf Gimel, tonight Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, regular time, okay? Hatzlach, Rabbi, have a great day. Shkayach.
According to the pen,
sorry, what?
With the pen that you want to give to me.
Yeah.
If it's to my benefit, don't I acquire it?
If I find it in the street, then I could pick it up for you, and I could be zoiched for you. Zechia mitam shlichas. So that's when it's hefker, and I'm picking it up for you. But if it's mine already, and now I want to transfer. You see, when I'm picking it up for you, I make the kinyan on your behalf. But if I own it and I want to give you the pen, see, it's nice, especially in the screen. Look at it, picks up the colors. Look how nice it is. See all the colors.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.